To the editor. The recent issues related to a lack of student housing in our city are an example of a problem which is the result of federal, provincial and municipal governments making unwise decisions and then attempting to offload the responsibility to the college and even the public at large. At a federal level, it is completely unacceptable to allow students to enter any community without first having secured acceptable living arrangements. To do so is to place an unreasonable burden on that community. At a provincial level, the announcement that the government is working hard to increase housing across the province is little more than words given the high interest rates and the reluctance of banks to provide funding to individuals or small companies for construction that could convert already available spaces to meet the very obvious needs. The solution is for the provincial government to get involved in funding or at the very least guaranteeing the finances for construction costs. Unless this happens, the provision for housing will be left to a small segment of the population who are independently wealthy and who may or may not be interested in small-town housing projects. At a municipal level, there needs to be a willingness and an intentional push to make use of spaces that could be converted quickly to provide the necessary living spaces for students. Former schools that sit empty in our city are an example of this. Instead of finding reasons not to use these facilities, our municipal government would do well to look for ways to put these spaces to good use. To attempt to offload the present housing problems on an educational facility or to suggest that the public needs to step up and solve this issue is just another example of elected officials making decisions and then not being willing to address the consequences of those decisions. G. Wilson.